Okay, we're going to try a different meditation. The past has been much more of a focus on stress and trying to deal with stress. The theme of this chapter of Tehillim that we are going to be saying together at the end, it's about our relationship with other people. It speaks to the fact that a person, the ideal person, who their interpersonal interactions are positive, there's honesty, they never do bad to someone else, they never lend with interest, actually mentioned in this week's Parsha, but there is the sense of caring for someone else, which is a basic principle in our faith, the notion of community, the notion of caring about one another. It's something which comes naturally to us, and it's something which also could theoretically be harmful to us. And I want to explain why. Because, you know, many people are very naturally empathic. Some people have worked on their empathy. And when we give off, and when we are empathic, and we are perhaps so often we feel other people's pain, it could eventually erode our ability to feel pain. It's been well documented that people in the helping professions, social workers, doctors, etc., the rate of burnout is quite high. And the reason for that is because if you're constantly in pain, then it's too much for the body to deal with. So each of us, unfortunately, some people, you know, we all deal with different levels of pain. But if you're an empathic person and you're interacting with so many people experiencing pain, then what empathy means is that you yourself are experiencing the other person's pain. That means I'm kind of getting in your shoes. I'm getting in your kishkas, and I'm feeling that same pain myself, at least on some level, certainly not to the same degree. And therefore, it could, on the one hand, it's a beautiful thing, but if it's not done properly, it could eventually come to a point where a person is burnt out and they end up feeling like a stone. They feel like uncaring. They feel like just tired and disgusted by other people's pain, which is, of course, a feeling that we would want to avoid. But that's a very natural reaction when a person is completely burnt out, that they just don't have the energy to feel that person's pain, and then it feels terrible and uncomfortable. So what we're going to do today, it's based on a meditation by Jeff Warren, and the idea is really to distinguish between empathy and compassion. They are both important. They're both important features in our emotions. Sometimes we want to feel empathy. We want to be able to feel another person's pain. And sometimes it's important for us to kind of be removed, and we want to be compassionate. Compassionate doesn't mean we're not empathic people, but sometimes it means I'm not getting lost in those emotions. I'm standing at a bit of a distance. Okay, and that's one distinction, but there's also another important distinction which makes it a very healthy type of emotion or type of expression, because empathy for most of us is very natural. Obviously, to different degrees. Some people are very empathic, some people are less so, but it's almost involuntary. We see someone in pain, we read something on the news, right, and we immediately feel connected, we feel sad for that person. Whereas compassion is proactive or active. It's something which we are choosing to do. I'm choosing to be compassionate to someone else. So today what we're going to do is we're going to just familiarize ourselves with the difference between these two emotions. And the goal of doing this exercise is so that when we are in a situation where we are talking to someone who is going through a difficult time, or reading news about something which is very tragic, we could choose which one of these modes we want to go into. They're both important, but it's important that we are able to at times pull back from the empathy, and sometimes we need to remind ourselves to be more empathic. Sometimes we're not able to experience compassion, to give off compassion, because we don't feel bad for the person. So there, it's important to actually get into the mode of empathy. So the goal over here, again, is to distinguish between the two, and then once we're comfortable with doing so, then on our own, we could choose when to utilize the different emotions. Okay, so let's begin. So what we typically do when we meditate is we want to close our eyes, or at least rest our eyes, and want to take a few deep breaths to settle ourselves. And let's do that very fully. And so when we take that deep breath in, we're energizing ourselves. We feel that air, kind of the breath stretching up your spine, feeling more alert. And then when you exhale, it's almost like this downward motion. So you could relax your body with that exhale, soften your eyes, soften your jaw. Let's do that again two more times. And again, feeling that energy as we breathe in, the alertness. And then a long exhale, and just allow everything to loosen up, your eyes, your jaw, your shoulders, just feel softer, feel light, and just appreciate that lightness, that feeling of lightness. And so what we're going to do is we're going to visualize and practice the difference between those two, the passive empathy and the active compassion. So it's a visualization. And so if you can, try to bring to mind someone that you know who is suffering right now. And if no one comes to mind, no one that you know personally, then maybe think of some event, something that you've read in the news, something that you're aware of, and try to imagine this individual or people that are going through a very difficult time. When you have that image in your mind, see if you could feel or taste what it's like to be them. To try to really imagine what they're going through right now. Now, of course, we're not going to feel fully whatever it is that they're feeling, but even a subtle feeling, even just a little bit of it, to feel what they are suffering right now, how they're suffering. Okay, just take a moment to reflect on how you're feeling, to feel the feeling itself. And now we're going to move to compassion. In compassion, we're doing something very different. In compassion, we're not so much trying to step into someone else's shoes, we're trying to connect to our aspiration for this individual. So we're still thinking about that individual who's going through a difficult time, but now instead of thinking exclusively about them or getting into their shoes and feelings, what do we want for them? Right? And sometimes to make it easier, we could try to focus on whatever it is that we want, like some form of a mantra, like something as simple as, may you be well, may you be healed. And again, the idea is that you're trying to only connect to your feeling of care for this individual and almost overriding the empathy that you were feeling before. And just pick any statement, doesn't have to, shouldn't sound corny, should sound good and natural to you, but whatever you want for them, that aspiration, that feeling, just say it over and over in your mind and think about it and think about what you want for them. May you be well, may you feel well. So how does that second feeling, the idea of giving compassion, how does that feel? It usually feels a lot calmer, a lot less tense. And so keep on thinking, keep on trying to connect to the feeling that you want to give to this individual, what you want, your wish, your dream for this individual. And the exercise is a concentration exercise. So when it ebbs, when it goes away, try to bring it back by repeating those words. Okay, so now with your eyes still closed, we're just going to try to contrast in our mind how those two feelings felt. The compassion, the second exercise, versus empathy. Empathy is a stronger feeling. But it also could feel a little bit helpless. There's not much that we're doing. We're feeling deeply at that moment. And compassion, we're standing at a bit of a distance and we're directing something to someone. In this exercise, we're directing a thought or a tefillah, a prayer. But sometimes compassion can be expressed through doing something or giving something to someone. Okay, when you're ready, you could open your eyes. And so, just to reiterate and make sure we walk away with something, the goal is really to explore and to train ourselves. And so, if you'd like, feel free to listen to this again and again a few times, because the more we could distinguish between these two, the more we can decide if we need more empathy in a certain circumstance. There are times when we don't feel connected enough and we want to feel more connected. So, in times like that, we could try to bring ourselves into someone else's shoes. And sometimes we feel worn out by that empathy. And sometimes we feel like we need to do something. At those moments, we need to kind of step out and then connect deeply to what we're experiencing inside, the feelings that, again, the wishes that we want for that person, the prayers, the hopes that we have for that person. And it's very important. And this, the key to avoiding burnout is to stay in some level of control of what emotions we're using, so we can be loving and at the same time to not burn those powerful emotions out. Okay. So with that, what we're now going to do is we are going to now say that chapter of Tehillim, the 15th chapter of Tehillim. I'm going to share my screen. It's a chapter of Tehillim that speaks to our relationship with other people. And again, feel free to join me. I'll be saying it in Hebrew. There's the English, which is found right below. And the goal of davening now is to try to take some of what we've learned and bring it into it, incorporate it into a tefillah, incorporate it into some form of prayer, to make it concrete and to bring about a connection between us and God within this growth, within this exercise. So, Mizmor LeDavid, Adonai Miyagur Ba'ahalecha, Miyishkon Bahar Kodshecha, Holech Tamim Ufol Tzedek, V'dover emes b'vavo, lo ragal alashono, lo asa l're'ehu ra'a, v'cherpa lo nasa al krovo, nivze be'enav nimas, v'esyire adonai yechabed, nishba lehara v'lo yamir, kaspo lo nasan b'neshech, v'shochad al naki lo lakach, ose ele lo yimot la'olam. Okay, thank you all for joining. I hope you all have a wonderful day. Thank you. Take care. Stay well.